This is a Newswire Corporate Profile, and in focus, Robert McAllister, President and CEO of Entertopia Corporation, TOP on the CNSX, ENRT on the OTC Bulletin Board. Entertopia announced November the 4th it's shifting its business model from energy, oil, and gas to medicinal marijuana. Now, that may be a surprise move to some folks, but when one takes a look at the market for medicinal marijuana, it's very lucrative, and this may be not much of a surprise, and in fact, a very timely and potentially lucrative decision. Joining us now is Robert McAllister. Rob, just in a nutshell, why the change?
Well, Pat, you know, for me, from the mining and oil and gas sector, it's been tough out there, and the marketplace is saying that for small microcap stocks, that those aren't the places to be anymore. So we did a lot of research, and the medical marijuana sector, especially in Canada, with the changes by the government, is shown to be a very potential, rewarding, and lucrative opportunity.
Robert, I'm sure that in some circles the topic of marijuana in general tends to raise some eyebrows, but I think we need to clarify here, in particular with, you know, recent mention of pot in the news, Justin Trudeau and the Liberals, the possibility of somewhere in the foreseeable future marijuana recreationally being, legalized and no longer a prohibition on it. But that's not what we're talking about for the intents and purposes of what you folks are doing. We're talking about medicinal marijuana, and there is a big difference.
Hey, Pat, that's a great point, because, you know, there is a lot of misconception. As soon as people hear the word marijuana, a lot of times people just close their ears and, you know, they're used to just thinking grow up in the news type of thing and the police make a bust. But you're right. In 2002, Canada opened the doors for medical marijuana, so you have to have certain medical conditions. So what's happened is people that have tried traditional medicines through pharmaceuticals have found that in some instances that marijuana offers the best pain relief and relaxation out there. So that's what's taken hold. And since 2002, when the old system came in with 500 patients, there are now over 28,000 as of the end of 2012, expected to grow to be about 37 or 38,000 by the end of this year. And Health Canada estimates that by 2024, there'll be 430,000 patients. So to create an industry that'll be over $1 billion with a 50% growth rate per year.
For listeners, incidentally, who'd like to get a hold of Rob directly and either make a comment or ask more questions, you can email Rob. It's McAllister, McAllister, at entertopia.com. Rob, with regard to the change in the business model, one thing that has to be encouraging for your shareholders is the fact that you're not looking forward down the road going, oh, this is a great idea, we'll get into medicinal marijuana, we're going to try and find a plant, will this, will that. No, rubber hits the road, you're ready to go, you have a facility. What's the status as we speak?
Anybody can apply for a license to grow medical marijuana in Canada. The problem is you need qualified people and you need capital. So we've through our research, we looked at operations from people who are growing 6 plants for personal use, which currently makes up over 70% of the Canadian market, to operations that have 1,000 plants or more that they cultivate every year. Some people in the news have talked about plants of 10,000, upwards of 150,000 square feet. And from our research, we believe the best market niche is in the area of about 5 to maybe 10,000 square feet. That offers you least amount of manpower to get the job done. And we came across this opportunity. They have a license for 910 plants, which puts them in the top 10% in Canada today. They've got a good track record. They've got a network where they've can add patients, because going forward, it's all going to be about adding patients to the distribution list, because that's how the profit's going to come from, is adding patients. For every 1,000 patients that'll come in, based on Health Canada numbers, you're looking at probably about $700,000 in income to the bottom line. So it's a big number, and the business and the industry are going to grow to over 400,000 patients, and that's just in Canada. That doesn't count the potential for export to world markets, which people can also do who grow medical marijuana in Canada. You can apply for an export license and send it out to other countries that are importing marijuana.
Rob, in doing research prior to airtime, one of the things I found fascinating was the fact that with the broad acceptance now of medical marijuana as an actual legitimate medicine, is the fact that now there's becoming shortages. Explain how this works. How do you, as a supplier now, get product to patients?
Okay, great question, because, you know, most of the coverage that we see are from the United States, and there you can open up a storefront and people walk in, show their ID, pick up their medical marijuana, and then walk back out, and you don't know if they're just going to go around the corner and have a smoke or not, or whatever they're going to do. In Canada, they set it up differently, where all the facilities have to be are secured by high-wire fence, cameras, inside cameras, lock safe inside the building, so every gram is accounted for that gets grown in the building, and every gram that is shipped out gets accounted for, because in Canada everything has to be sent by courier. So you'll get your patient and he'll say, I need my 30 grams for the month. So you'll block off the 30 grams, he'll get an identifier number, everything is stamped that this 30 grams is going to ABC customer, and then when he gets the package, he has to sign for it, so you know that it's been shipped from your production facility to the customer, and the customer is signed for it. So that way there's no backdoor policy, shall we say, which has been one of the issues under the current system, where somebody could grow six plants and maybe they really don't have a condition, but they were able to get a license and they just sell it out the back door onto the street. So that's being eliminated in Canada.
Rob, we have to wrap it up just for time's sake here, but for existing shareholders and potential, this is a fascinating shift and change in business model, an exciting move forward for Enertopia. For those that want more information, follow the story or participate, who do folks get a hold of?
Well, they can go to our website, obviously, enertopia.com, so enertopia.com. They can email me, mcallister@enertopia.com, mcallister, or they can phone me. My office line is 250-765-6412.
Rob, thanks for this.
Well, thank you, Pat. I'm always happy to inform shareholders.